Halftime on the Mod Hop Podcast.
Delta's back in the headlines as they introduce new domestic lie-flat seating on some routes, and they're giving some of those seats maybe to you. Frequent flyers are mad at the TSA. No surprise, but it might be a shock to find out why this time. And our featured city is my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Native and distinguished beer man Michael Parker is here to share some local hangs worth visiting while you're there.
The Mod Hop Podcast. Traveling better with ModHop.com founder Jake Redman and travel junkie Anthony Ryan.
Have you ever done some outrageous Black Friday shopping? Have you ever waited in line?
Of course not. Come on. Although I have visited a mall at midnight.
Was it Moonlight Madness kind of thing?
I suppose that's what you would call it. But It was totally worthless because all it is, it's packed with a bunch of teenagers. And the only stores open are like PacSun and
I don't even know what that is. PacSun?
PacSun. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, PacSun.
PacSun.
Oh, Pacific Sun is what we used to call it back in the old times.
Sorry.
Pacific Sun.
But way too many syllables.
Yeah, I know. It was too hard to say. I did once, I think I stood outside a Best Buy for about an hour to get a deal on recordable CDs one year. Last time I ever did it.
Was it freezing cold outside?
No. No, I think they were a dollar. And I had them for 15 years.
See, if you had the mindset of that CDs would go the way of the dinosaur.
Shortly thereafter, too. So I think I still have some. I don't need them. Coasters. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I'm Jake Redman along with Anthony Ryan.
Hey there.
And there's some news this week. Happy Black Friday, by the way. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Woo!
So, cheer. Have fun parking. Delta Airlines, this is in the news, expanding its Delta One lie-flat premium seat to new routes within the U.S., or routes. The expansion starts April 1st of next year to flights between Boston and Los Angeles, as well as flights between New York and the West Coast, cities like San Diego and Seattle. And then in May, New York and Las Vegas with the Delta One product. They also will make frequent flyers with medallion status eligible for free Delta One upgrades. This has not been the case for Delta's long-haul domestic flights with these seats until now, typically New York to San Francisco or Los Angeles. You might have seen, maybe, JetBlue and United also announced expanded premium Transcon service a few months back, so this looks like a response to those upgrades. And if you ever wondered how you might get me to Vegas, because you know I don't like Vegas.
No, you hate it.
I'm not a big fan. But this might do it. Chris McGinnis over at Travel Skills, tip of the hat to him. He reports that Palace Tower at Caesars has... Did I get the cadence right on that? Palace Tower at Caesars.
I thought it was Palace Tower Caesar.
They just finished up a $100 million renovation. He says the centerpiece of the project was the addition of the new villas, 10 new villas on the 29th floor. Large accommodations with grand amenities like giant screen, $20,000 TVs. Where do you get a $20,000 TV?
That's absurd. Probably in Dubai.
How big is a $20,000 TV? It's got to be like a full wall, right?
All right. It better be a virtual reality at that point.
Yeah, I would imagine. Full immersion. 24-karat gold plate bath fixtures, because that's important. Whirlpool tubs, private elevator access. That's cool, I guess. 24-hour butler service, and more. The bucket list suites, of course, aren't cheap. They start at just over $3,000 a night. You can have a look, because that's the closest you or I will get, right? Caesarsuites.com hopefully has pictures. Finally, USA Today pointed to longer TSA pre-check lines at times that are making its paid members furious. Do you have pre-check?
I don't. I do not.
But you will someday.
I have the Chase Sapphire card. It allows me to.
But do you have the Reserve?
Oh yes,
of course. You've stepped up to the Reserve. That's one of the cards. American Express Platinum has it too. The $100 Global Entry benefit, and Global Entry also qualifies you for pre-check. It's the TSA's line for. That's a combination of the words lane and line. By the way,
I like that. It's a new one.
For pre-screened passengers alone, the benefit is $85 for 5 years, or with Global Entry, that's $100 for 5 years, so just a few dollars more. Why is the pre-check line longer? The TSA sometimes gives pre-check status to passengers, or they could funnel you into the pre-check line at random. Still, the TSA argues that this is the exception and not the norm, and that you'll more often than not get through pre-check much faster than the regular lane.
Yeah. We paid for it, gosh darn it.
The commoner's lane. The
plebes.
In just a bit, I'll talk about the future of hotel TVs. Cool, right?
So awesome.
And we'll reflect on other things that I found at the Hotel Experience Show here in New York. Plus, we'll talk to Anthony's buddy, Michael Parker. He's a current resident of my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm going to put him to the test and see what he knows about this American gem of a town. That's next.
The Mod Hop Podcast.
Okay, it was about 2 years ago now that Anthony Ryan came to me and said, I'm going to Minneapolis to visit my friend. What should I do? And I gave him all these suggestions. He comes back like a week and a half later and tells me about 10 places he hung out, and I knew none of them. And the reason he asked me in the first place is because I'm a Minneapolis native. I love the place. It's one of my favorite places to visit still, not just because it's home. It's because it's a great town. But I didn't recognize any of the places. But I haven't lived there in so long, so I have no idea what all the great new places are. So we've brought in Michael Parker, the friend he went to visit.
Welcome, Michael.
Hello.
And we're going to play a little game. I'm going to name the places that I know that may or may not be closed. Some of them I know are closed, but I want to know his closest alternative for that. So we're going to start with a familiar one, Nye's Polonaise Room.
It just closed down.
Well, it just closed down, and they tore the old building down, but you told me that they're building a new one?
Supposedly, they're opening up a new Nye's restaurant at some point in Minneapolis, but still have to figure out exactly where that is.
But the restaurant wasn't the draw. It was the piano and the polka bar.
It was everything about it. It was just that classic Minneapolis restaurant.
And the booths were something, but it's sort of a nostalgia thing. But what have Nye's followers or loyalists been doing since it's been closed?
Well, that area of Minneapolis in Northeast, there's so many new bars and breweries that have opened up over the past 5 years. You say that you gave Anthony Ryan a bunch of suggestions, but the problem is Minneapolis is changing every single year now, so there's always new places opening up. So the thing in Northeast Minneapolis right now is all the breweries that have opened up. There's probably about 10 of them in that neighborhood alone.
So they just replaced it with another place to drink.
Exactly.
So they just found their own one. Okay, how about Matt's?
Matt's Bar? Oh yeah, that's the home of the Juicy Lucy.
Oh, is it Juicy Lucy. What's the name of the other place?
5-8 Club.
5-8 Club.
Yep.
What's your number one for the Juicy Lucy?
Matt's, definitely.
Okay.
The president was there, right?
He was. When Barack Obama visited Minneapolis, he went to Matt's Bar.
That makes it official, right?
Yep. And the 5-8 Club is it's probably a mile down the road. It's actually on the same street in Minneapolis, Cedar Avenue. But it tends to be wherever you grew up going as a kid is the place that you like the best. So my family grew up in South Minneapolis, so we always used to go to Matt's Bar because it was the closest to my grandparents'
house. I can't
house.
Remember the names of the places in Philly. It's like the cheesesteak fight in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Only, I can't remember. Do you remember the names?
Geno's.
Pat's. We actually did a cheesesteak tour.
Pat's, Jim's.
Yeah, okay. So it's the upper Midwestern version of that fight. So how about Little Tijuana? Do you know that? A Mexican joint?
I don't remember it that
Do you know
one.
Black Forest?
Black Forest, yep.
It was right next to, or it was
Got
next
it.
To Black Forest.
Yep.
But
so Black Forest, actually I think that one just closed too, but that's on Nicolet Avenue in South Minneapolis. It was called Eat Street. Yeah. So on Eat Street, it spans about 20 blocks, and all it is different variations of unique restaurants from around the world.
Yeah, and if you drive down that street and you're a native like me and haven't been back for a long time, there's so much there that wasn't there before, including one of my favorite little diners over there is Bad Waitress. Is that's still there, right?
Yep, that's there. Actually, just went there a few weeks ago.
It's a great place. It's comfort food, but it's kind of a cool concept. Plan B Coffee, I know is closed, but what do you have a coffee joint in Minnesota that's unique to Minnesota?
Caribou and Dunn Brothers are unique. Well, they're not unique anymore. Yeah. They just started in Minnesota.
Pizza Luce is a Twin Cities favorite.
Oh, it's definitely one of the best pizza places in Minneapolis. The other one is Red Savoy's. Now, Red Savoy's has been open for, I swear, like 100 years in downtown St. Paul. But the downtown St. Paul one just closed, but they've opened up probably 5 to 10 other ones throughout the Twin Cities. And that's now known as one of the best.
Well, I'm going to go back and try Red Savoy. How about local hangs, like bars, other than, say, Matt's, which is more, you know, you think of more as a restaurant. But I used to go to First Ave or CC Club if I wanted more of a relaxed bar hang.
Yep, and First Ave and CC Club are both still there. But again, like both areas are growing a ton. So like around CC Club, there's also a ton of other bars right by there for, you know, depending on what you want to get into.
So is CC
night.
Club like the old guys bar now?
It pretty much is.
Because that's kind of where I left off. So it's probably good that I left. That's where the old guys hang out. My other favorite hang is Bill DeVille's front porch. And if you listen to The Current or were a longtime listener of Cities 97, he used to host Cities Underground. Really good radio guy. And the front porch was always like one of my favorite places in Minneapolis in the summer. Just somebody's front porch. Like here in New York, it would be somebody's stoop. Do you find yourself doing that a lot? A lot of front porches?
Especially in the summer, you have to be outside. But now a lot of the restaurants, almost every single restaurant downtown and uptown has either a rooftop or some kind of outdoor patio.
What was that rooftop that you took us to?
I think we went to Stella's in uptown.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I remember
so
that.
You had a whole view of downtown Minneapolis from, you know, from the rooftop.
What about places on the other side of town, like Psycho Susie's? Do you ever go to places like that?
Yep, so Psycho Susie's is in northeast Minneapolis, which, like I said, that's kind of a up-and-coming neighborhood with all the new restaurants and breweries. But in northeast, I kind of talked about it before, there's so many new breweries right now. Like Surly just opened up something like $40 million brewery that they invested in Minneapolis, and they basically turned an old silo and warehouse into a massive brewery, easily one of the coolest breweries in the country. Another one is Dangerous Man, which they typically have the most unique beers. Like they have a peanut butter porter, they have a chocolate milk stout. They do some unique things with beer that other places don't generally do.
I'm getting that you drink a lot of beer.
That's pretty much all I do in Minneapolis.
But if it sounds like Minneapolis, and I know this to be true from other friends who are beer connoisseurs, that Minneapolis is kind of a happening place right now for the beer scene because of all these new breweries. So it's really a good place to be right now to check out local beer scene, local restaurants, everything's sort of coming up in Minneapolis. And I'm not just saying that because it's my hometown, and it's also beautiful and wonderful and great people live there.
Absolutely.
So do you have if you were to pick one favorite spot, be it recreation or art or anything right now, what's your favorite thing about Minneapolis right now?
If you still want to talk about bars, the Parlor Bar on Washington Avenue in the North Loop, they have the best cocktails that you can find anywhere in the world.
Unpaid endorsement.
Yep. And this is like a full mixology bar. You can go there and get anything. You can get drinks that have raw eggs in it. You can get any type of unique blend that they're doing for their cocktails that a lot of other places don't do.
This guy's a pro, I'm telling you.
Michael Parker, thank you for joining us. Mention the podcast, and maybe, Michael, you'll get a free beer at the bar you just mentioned.
Excellent.
We'll be back. I don't know what we're talking about next. I've got something really important to talk about next.
The ModHop Podcast with ModHop.com founder Jake Redman and travel junkie Anthony Ryan.
How smart is your TV?
I would say it's got a reasonable IQ.
Is it packed full of features?
It's not, but I make it a smart TV. I plug in a Chromecast, Fire Stick, things like that.
So you're sort of a la carte TV.
I suppose, yes.
Samsung showed us its latest smart TV offerings to hotels at this year's Hotel Experience Convention here in New York. It's basically a sales convention. Like if you own a hotel, you go there and like, what can I put in my hotel? Coffee machines, laundry.
Things you wouldn't think about.
Yeah, things that you shouldn't have to think about, but that hotels have to think about. So the most interesting thing I thought was tech. So I went straight to Samsung. They were the only tech giant there, so it was interesting to go and have a chat with them. They showed us the new TVs and the platforms that they work on. One is their Reach 4.0 RF version. That's for hotels, as I understand it, with old coax wiring, like the old like black cables that come out of the wall and plug into your TV from the box.
Yeah. I guess they're going to have
a wire.
They have to make it compatible with all these different hotels, whether they're newer or older.
Right. So this is the version for the older cabling. Anything from a 27 to 75 inch TV packed with features that include Google Chromecast. And then there's the Reach 4.0 IP version that uses different cabling or wireless to add some interactivity and gives the hotel a little bit more flexibility when it comes to what they offer guests and what they can change more easily. I'm going to post some pictures that I found, or I have short videos below the podcast at modhop.com. I just ordered room service from the Hyatt in Jersey City, and that was on the TV too. So I don't know if that's a newer generation system, but it's kind of a pain because you have to turn off, you have to look at the menu. I have to turn off the Disney Channel, which makes my kids mad.
Ooh, no.
It's really...
no good.
Yeah. And my wife takes forever to order from the room. She's like, do I want this? I'm kind of like, okay, this kid's freaking out because Disney's not on.
And I wonder if you could do picture-in-picture at some with these menus at some point.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's the IP version.
Oh.
I don't know. And then, since it's Black Friday, are there any Black Friday deals? Anthony Ryan is by a computer. Let's find out.
No, I'm not. I did this research before. I noticed a few deals here. Wow Air. Are you familiar?
I've heard.
Ah, yes. $99 flights to Europe. They call it Purple Friday sale.
I see what they're doing there.
I see.
Where to, though? Do they have destinations?
Yeah. If you fly at Boston, Pittsburgh, Chicago, you can go to like London, Amsterdam, Dublin, Brussels. But of course, they'll probably get you on the way back. That's where they get you.
Or they could get you in taxes or something like that. So we'd have to price these out to really. But have a look.
Yeah.
Wow Airlines. Any others?
Yeah. Ryanair. It seems like they have flights as low as $4.99, I believe that is in pounds.
£4.99, so
yeah.
Add a little for dollars, and then and then Ryanair. So add all the fees.
$70 for a check bag.
It's a terrible Black Friday deal.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about these Black Friday deals for flights. I feel like there's just all this fine print and all these additional charges that you end up spending what you'd normally spend.
There's a lot of buyer beware there. So keep an eye out for Black Friday deals and let us know what you find. Find us on Twitter at ModHop. On the next ModHop podcast, more guests and another awesome destination. I know that's not very specific, and I know it won't be anything as cool as Minneapolis. Happy holiday shopping, and see you next time.
Stay safe.